from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joining us once again, the CFO from the Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, our good friend John Chill, to give us some insight into what we're going to be betting on this weekend. John, welcome in. What's going on?
No, what's happening? Good weekend. Getting ready for this weekend. We got some, thought we'd be talking about a series final, but it looks like Minnesota wants to stay in the game. So we'll see what happens tonight. So it'll be an interesting matchup. We'll see what goes. I like the T-Wolves tonight, and hopefully they keep rolling. So, but it's been a good weekend. So, we'll keep on looking and see what's going on. Right now, the line for Minnesota is -4.5. The over/under is 209. What's interesting, if you like the T-Wolves to pull the upset, it's got to happen that someone comes back from a 3-0 deficit. If you like the T-Wolves, they're +425 in this series and +1300 for to win it all. So, it's an interesting matchup right now. So,
what do you think about that, though? Is that long enough odds to come back? Doing something nobody's ever done.
Yeah, I would expect probably it to be a little bit higher. I was thinking to be around 17, to 1 instead of 13-1. But I think there's more money. If you look at tonight's game too, I think there's more money. I think people are thinking the T-Wolves can make a comeback or make this a series. Given 4.5 tonight, and I think they're at home. The history, they beat, I think it was 3 games, they beat Denver at Denver, so they can win on the road. So it's interesting to see if they changed and turn it around. So,
and they've been close in, all the losses.
Yeah.
They've had leads during their losses, yeah, other than, they even had a lead in the last game that they beat the Mavericks in Dallas. They won that, but Dallas had a lead on them, and they came back and won. But, man, Minnesota, if you look at the way the game's been played, Minnesota from a plus-minus standpoint in this series, as the games have gone on, they've done a nice job. They've been right there. So this will be really interesting to see what goes on tonight. I'm kind of with you, though, John. I like Minnesota to win and cover on this one. And then it gets a little interesting in game 6 if they take it there.
Yes. So I get your guys' opinion. The one I like is Carl Anthony Towns over 2.5. I like the +145 on the 3 points tonight. I don't know if you guys like that one or not, but I'm thinking about that as a prospect.
Well, he finally started hitting them in the last game, which was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, he was hearing the criticism too, so maybe it'll carry over to tonight's game as well, because he was catching it for being too soft.
I think prior to that game, he was 4 for 32 and 3.
Yeah.
So maybe the law of averages will catch up and hit that. So, but yeah, so tonight we got that. Hopefully the finals, I think they'll start Sunday if Dallas wins tonight. So we'll have that this weekend, I believe. They'll probably try to start it this weekend. Got baseball. For the record, to let you guys know, I will not take Verlander or the Astros for a long time. So I took them last night, and
you took them?
Yeah. So I got smoked on the Astros last night. But
when he's bad, he gets beat. When he's good, he gets beat.
Yeah, but Kirby, yeah. Kirby's is brutal. Kirby was off. Well,
he's an Astro
awesome
killer,
too.
And he's really, really good at home. It's interesting, John, when it comes to handicapping, I think the average fan who's making these bets, they look at the total stats as opposed to looking at the splits. It's pretty important to look at the splits, home and away, last three games, last three starts, whatever the case may be.
Yes, and different, how they are against, left-handers, batters, right-handers, and also pitching, as you, dive into those. You can't just look like overall. And it's weird, too, home and away. You wouldn't think baseball would be – some of these pitchers pitch way better sometimes away, at home, and you got to look at that, too. I've seen, 2-point differences in ERA from home or away or vice versa. Some players pitch better away than they do at home. So, but anyways, we got that. We got some UFC coming up this weekend. We got the hometown favorite, Dustin, fighting. He's a big underdog against Islam. So he is currently, right now, Dustin's plus 455. Mm-hmm. Islam's minus 625. I think if you like Dustin and want to and go with the Louisiana favorite, you know, you take the only way I think he can win is by KO or TKO. He's got to knock him out. So those odds are plus 700. Overall, I like Islam. I think what happens, I think Dustin's weak in the submission, and I think Islam will end up submission. And I think that is at minus 125. So if you don't want to bet Islam at minus 625, you can get him by submission at minus 125.
Yeah, and that's the most likely course of victory for him, unless it's a, you know, unless it's a decision. Dustin is a tough guy.
He's
going to be hard to knock out. And the flip side of that is Dustin's got punching power too. He is a very, very game fighter. So yeah, I like the idea of putting a little something on both sides, playing, you know, one side for Poirier, and then the other side for a type of victory. On the other side, so kind of gives you a chance to win either way.
Yeah, and I think Dustin has a shot. I think when he's a southpaw stance, and I think that might give Islam some trouble. So if you want to go with the underdog, that might be an upset there. You got another semi-main card, Costa versus Strickland. I kind of like just Strickland straight up. He's minus 250 now. He was 240 half hour ago, so he's going up to minus 250. So looks like money's going on him, and then you got, I don't like any of the rounds or any of the prop bets on that. I think that, you know, it could go either way, but we got Strickland on that fight as well. So they'll be busy. We're getting a lot of calls, you know, to come in, and, you know, I think Dustin's hinted around if he wins, he's going to retire. So we'll see a lot of action this weekend here in the book.
John Chill, CFO, Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, right down the road. Been a great month. They've been giving away money every weekend at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. DraftKings Sportsbook is where you put, you just go right down the road there, get to Louisiana, and you can bet on your app, or you can bet at the casino. I saw this yesterday, John, and I wanted to ask you about it. Nevada Casino's net winnings in April. Nevada Casino's net winnings in April at craps. The casinos won 30.3. In the sports books, they won 30.8. Roulette, 35.9. Baccarat, 76.1. Blackjack, 110.2. And penny slots, 216 million. Is that ratio, like penny slots, that much more at your casinos, in your experience, are penny slots that much bigger than, more than double blackjack, or right at double blackjack?
Yes, yeah, that's about a similar ratio we have here, here in Lake Charles. Yeah, it's, people like their penny slots. Matter of fact, we just added about over 100 new games this month, the last couple of months. We got some new penny slot product down there. But that's normal. People like to play their pennies, and right now, two penny, you could do multi-denoms on them. So if you don't want to play a penny, you could go up to 2 cents, 5 cents on them, but they're considered a penny. But yeah, everybody likes the new machines. Everybody, I call them the video games for the old people. that's the new way. But the ratio of penny slots, people like playing those, and I think it's the quick return, you know, hitting the button and see if you win, and you keep on hitting that button. But yeah, those ratios are pretty similar to what we have in Lake.
Really? Baccarat. Yeah. Baccarat, yep. That bigger than, yep, craps. And roulette bigger than craps.
Yes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's
is that win or handle, John?
Net winnings. Okay. Net winnings. So, yeah, well, I would imagine, I don't know, is that pretty much handle too?
Yeah, I mean, they'll coincide. Yeah, it depends. I mean, some months we'll get, you know, beat up on craps or mini box, but handle's pretty, you know, pretty similar in those same ratios. If you normalize hold, we're pretty much in those same ratios.
It's relatively new. Well, not really. Not in Nevada, it's not. But is sports gambling ever going to be catching up, or is this where we're going to settle in?
You know, it's growing. I think, you know, we grew 20% year over year, and I think it's still growing. I think, you know, we're still exposing new customers to the sports book, you know, and I think that'll continue to grow. I don't think we'll ever hit the same amounts as a penny slot machine, but you'll see the growth still take over. I think with the mobility of it, you know, the offerings that's out there and the exposure we're having, more people are entering the sportsbook market.
Crazy. Seven times. The penny slots are seven times the sportsbook.
Yes.
Holy crap. Holy. That is awesome.
Yeah. Think about the actions. Our sportsbook has a limited amount of games, and then when the games are over, it shuts down. Penny stocks are, I mean, the penny slots are going all the time, all night long. Yeah. There's nobody has to work there.
Yeah.
They just work.
That's it. That's it.
And it's a quick return within, you know, 5 seconds. You know, if you won or lost and you hit it, you know, where, you know, people like that instant gratification more than, hey, I got to wait 2 hours and see what the outcome of the game is.
Right.
You know, so.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, and it's mindless, too, which is good. That's John Chill, CFO, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, with us every week, giving us a breakdown. You like the T-Wolves tonight, and you like Islam in TKO.
It's a submission.
That's the play. So,
and don't bet on Verlander anymore. That's
all. No, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I'm over with the Astros and Verlander right now. So we'll take a break, and hopefully football starts up soon. So.
If you play opposite the Astros, you'd have made a lot of money.
You'd have made a lot of money.
I'd be retired by now. But, so we'll have a good weekend. So it'll be a good sports weekend again. So.
That's it. And listen, get on over there, John. We appreciate you as always. Thanks for hanging with us. I'm inviting everybody to get on over there. It's just 2 hours down the road. Louisiana's largest sports book is right there, but the casino is beautiful. The pool, get you a cabana by the pool. It's fantastic. The casino is it's like you're in Vegas. I love the poker room over there, play all the time, but you got 12,000 square feet of premier sports betting, over 3,200 square feet of LED screens. You can play blackjack while you're in the sports book, which is you don't see a lot of. Great restaurant. The restaurants are unbelievable. The nightclub, the Blue Martini, everything about it. I love it. It's just 2 hours down the road. So much easier to get to than Vegas. You're looking for a great place to play this weekend or any weekend. Get on over. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. Thanks to John Chill and Demetrius Petakakis for coming by and hanging out with us. This should be a lesson to Yanni and Frankie and Nick and all of them. The greatest guy, Demetrius, brings us food. Those people do nothing.
What's the lesson for them?
That they're not good people.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what benefit do they get from bringing
you food.
You want
good things? If you want good things said about you, bring food.
Yeah, if not, look at, and he brought fries with the gyros.
I noticed.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, it's either that or you disrespect him completely, so
no.
he had to make a choice.
He's smart enough. I didn't even tell him that.
He's hurt.
He's smart enough. You bring fries when you bring a sandwich.
Some restaurant owners think fries don't travel well, so they don't want to give you cold, not great fries.
Restaurant owners aren't very bright.
Okay. Do you? Would you go after? I don't know how you do it. He's a free agent. I mean,
Nick, go after Nick.
Nick,
or no, Yanni. Not go after him.
Oh.
Paul George. If you're obviously, I'm talking about if you're the Rockets. Now, how do you make it happen? You're going to have to. Would it have to be a sign and trade? Probably so. And then you got to try to match salaries. I don't know how you could do it. There's no way you have money.
Well, you'd sign and trade and commit to an extension because he can opt out, and then the Sixers have plenty of cap space to sign him. So if he wants to be a Rocket, you can match the salaries and then promise him we're going to get your extension too.
I don't see how you can do it.
Well, you can trade players for him and you have picks. The Clippers, if he tells the Clippers, you can either trade me to the Rockets or I'll just go sign with Philly.
Well, he's a free agent. Well,
no, he's not if he can opt out and become a free agent.
Well, that's what's expected, right?
Well, but
But, so how would that work?
Well,
then?
He doesn't opt out. You trade him, and his leverage is, if you don't trade me to the Rockets, I'll go sign for the
Sixers. So he doesn't opt out because he knows he wants to get traded.
To the Rockets.
And with an extension.
To the Rockets, yes. Or the Clippers say, we don't want to trade you, then I'll opt out.
The Clippers can pay more.
The Clippers would want to trade him.
The Clippers can pay more.
This is what I'm saying. He has the leverage of letting them know, if you don't trade me where I want to go,
I'll just
go
sign someplace else.
Right, right.
They could really use a young, explosive dunker like Jalen.
Well, you know what? The Clippers got to do something different.
Well, no, they're old.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard is old.
That's the question for me. Do you want Paul George now, really?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like, I think they're going to run it back and then figure it out from there. That's what I think is going to happen. I think the idea in theory makes a lot of sense to move Jalen in a third pick. I think it makes a lot of sense, but maybe even a future pick, but I don't know who you move it for. I guess people can say Mikal Bridges. I guess that's going to continue to be the talk, and maybe that's the most likely, but some of these other veteran scorers, the guys that I think are the ones you can really count on as your number one scorer, 1A, 1B with Alperen, it's just most of them are too old. They have issues with maybe not playing, and for me, that's almost a non-starter. I don't want to get into that business where guys don't play. I just, no thanks. I want you to play you need to be in the 70s. Of how many games you play per year. If you're in the 60s and 50s, like, no thanks, and you're an older player, the more I look at this and the more I think, well, you know, if you're able to do this and that, I think the easiest move might be just to draft, get the third pick. For me, Klingon makes the most sense because he's a rim-running center, something you don't have with Steven Adams. Steven Adams is just a bully. He's a stiff bully who's there to – I think his best role is going to be to back up. Honestly, I think it's the backup, be a backup big. I think that's the best move for him. I don't think it's playing with Şengün. I don't think he complements Şengün's game. I do think a rim runner would be nice if Klingon could shoot, but he can block shots. He can rebound. He's a smart player. You know, I think that's the kind of big. That's the kind of five you need playing next to Şengün if you're going to play double big. And you do need somebody who can rebound and block shots. I do think that's missing from the Rockets right now at the four position. You don't have that kind of rebounding from Jabari on a regular basis. So I just think they're going to draft it. And then as the season goes on, if they want to trade a player, they can trade a player.
I don't know that they had they tried to trade for Mikal Bridges during the season before the trade deadline. It didn't. The Nets wouldn't do it. Nets wouldn't do it. So I don't know that the Nets will do it now. Although he did not have a very good April, he only averaged 11.6 points per game in April.
You're talking about Bridges.
Bridges, but he can shoot now. I mean, even at that, he was 41% and 40% field goal, 41% 3-point, 40% the month before, 41% 3-point. So I mean, he can shoot. There's no question about that. And what you want is a shooter. But they wouldn't do it before. Will the Nets do it now? I don't know. Did they regret not having Jalen? I don't know.
Yeah, I bet they do.
No, I bet they don't.
Why not? Well, tell me why not. Jalen's going to be a 24-point-per-game player in the NBA.
Is he going to lead to winning?
Because
the Nets don't have their own picks.
I have doubts about it, but I do think he's a worker. I think he's shown... Everything that we've read, apparently he's working hard in Maryland right now. We saw him work with Van Vliet, and I understand some of that is social media. But I think if you ask the Rockets, they tell you he's a worker. Like, I think Jalen, yeah, does he like to chase a little bit? Okay, it appears as though that's the case if all of the...
What do you mean, chase a shot?
Paternity situations...
Oh, you meant something else.
...are true. Having three kids in 1 year with three different women, yeah, that's his own little thing, I guess, but... Does he work at his game? Yeah, from what we can tell, he does. I have not heard him. It hasn't looked like he doesn't have bad body language on the court. He doesn't. I've never heard about him making, you know, he doesn't go to Deshaun Watson and post lyrics of rap songs ominously to show how it's a disharmony on the team. Like, Jalen paints his nails and dunks and Well, works out on basketball, looks pretty, and goes after women.
Well, Deshaun didn't do...
John does. John, when he was with the Animals, did all those things except paint nails.
Well, Deshaun didn't post lyrics ominously until later in his tenure.
Yeah.
Let Jalen not get his money.
But Deshaun got his money. He started posting after he got his money.
I'm not questioning Jalen Green's work ethic, but things tend to change when you don't get valued by the team the way you consider yourself to be valued.
Well, now that could be coming up with Jay, because if Jalen thinks he's a max player and the Rockets are like, we'll pay you 30. We'll pay you 30.
All right. Okay. Rank the trade targets that have been talked about in the NBA. Guys who look like they're up. Mikal Bridges. Tyler Hero.
No.
Trey Young.
No.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
Mitchell Robinson.
No.
Kyle Kuzma.
No. That's a get guy. I would never want him.
Jarrett Allen.
I mean, should be a yes.
Well, but do you need another big? I don't know.
Well,
high price big.
He's a high price guy, but I think he's better than Steven.
Well,
but you've already traded for Steven Adams.
The two towers are working in Minnesota, so.
Yeah, but those towers are Ricky. But here's the problem. Steven Adams is not even close to Gobert.
No, I'm talking about getting Jarrett.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Zach LaVine.
I would actually consider, I think I might consider Zach LaVine.
Brandon Ingram.
I'd consider Ingram.
Darius Garland. Yes.
Well, what's the injury situation with Darius Garland? How many games does he usually miss? I mean, Darius Garland's a player. He's only 24 years old. Darius Garland, here's the numbers on Darius Garland, the important numbers from this year. Darius played 57 games. Darius has never played more than 69 games. 69 and 68 were his highest. He had the COVID year. The year before that, when he was a rookie, he played 59 games. Last year, he played 57. So he only missed 25 games. That's all. He averaged 44.6 from the field, 37.3 from three. Like, talent-wise, yes. But in this day, is he better than Jalen Green? I don't know. Jalen plays basketball.
Well, the question is, if you're trading for Darius Garland, I haven't heard you moving Fred VanVleet anywhere, so you're going to have a very small backcourt.
Well, Fred's only going to be here for...
But still, you still have a couple years where you're playing them both, and Ime Udoka ain't looking to the future and go, oh, 2 years from now, this guy wants to win.
How tall is Darius?
He's in that 6 feet.
Of all of those guys, which
is that it?
Yeah. He's a small point guard.
Of all of those guys, which one do you take?
If you can pry Donovan Mitchell out of Cleveland, that's the guy you grab.
That's the guy you want?
More so than... See, Ingram, my problem with Ingram is... He's a much different version of Jabari, but I like him in theory. I think Jarrett Allen would be a guy that I'd really like.
You think that'd be the one? Zach LaVine has 3 years, $138 million.
That's a guy who doesn't play too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those.
No, thank you. I think I'd go Mitchell as well. Donovan Mitchell.
Now, The Cavs have shown every intention, not that it matters because Mitchell can make his own decision, that they want him to stay. They are going to give him all the money they can, and they fired a coach. Mitchell doesn't want people thinking he's the reason that the coach got fired, but people are saying he's the reason that coach got fired. So they're laying it all out. You want all the control, you can have it, and you'll have all the money. It'll just be a question of whether he wants it or not. And the other thing is, because it's the NBA, he can sign his extension. He can get that money, and then a year from now ask for a trade.
Yeah. So I think the problem with it's amazing how many of these guys want to have this power and this, but they don't want to shine. They want to be protected. Even LeBron was like that. They want to be protected by and insulated from the scrutiny that comes with being, you know, kind of quietly in charge of teams. And it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. I'm looking at Jarrett Allen. You know, Jarrett Allen averages 10 and a half blocks or rebounds a game. 16.5 points a game, shoots 63% from the field for his career, which is great, but he only averages 1.3 blocks a game. That's for a guy with a 7'6 wingspan. That ain't great. You got to have a bigger impact on games. And, you know, from a rebound standpoint, he's hit 10 rebounds three different times in his career. I like Jared Allen. Maybe I don't like him as – I'd rather have Donovan Mitchell.
Yep, Donovan Mitchell. Jared.
And yours was Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan Mitchell. Yeah.
There's another one that dealt, that you mentioned that I kind of liked a little bit. Besides Jared Allen. Mikal Bridges.
Mikal Bridges. Yeah. 713-780-3776. One segment to go before we hit News of the Weird.
Is all this, are these players all better? The question you have to ask is, are you better with all of these options than sniff around on Jalen for one more year just to see how the Rockets mature together in their second year under Udoka? The third pick is the third pick. I'm whatever with that. But I don't know. Maybe I'm starting to come around to less. Like, it's not the end of the world if you don't move somebody in the summer. You can always these are tradable commodities.
Yeah, but then you got to make big money decisions after that.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't want to get to. I don't
want to
get to.
And you don't want them to get to free agency either. So you're going to have to. You're going to be caught between a rock and a hard place if you don't poop or get off the pot. Time for me to talk right now about my peeps over at Air Team. Air Team, which awesome to me, has been awesome to me. Love my new air conditioners. They have been around forever, 35 years of business, 4.6 star Google rating, over 140,000 AC systems installed. That's a lot, people. So they know what they're doing. They know every step. I mean, it was so amazing how they knew everything about my air conditioners, and they knew exactly what I needed. Put it in. It was so simple. It took about 4 hours to put a couple air conditioners in. That's a big job, but they got it done. Full fleet of trucks, stocked with parts. So if they come to your home, you got to have them come to your home, and you have to have them clean out your air conditioner, okay? They'll go upstairs, and they'll go outside. They'll clean them out. They'll make sure that they're working properly. For this heat, we're going to have record heat this summer, and you got to have your air conditioner. Don't wait. If you haven't done anything with your air conditioner lately, have them come out. Let's clean them out and make sure they're working properly. Everything is going well, because a little problem could turn into big money issues if you don't take care of it. Take care of it with Air Team. Air Team Limited, airteamltd.com, airteamltd.com, 713-956-8326. Tell them you heard it right here. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Del, we miss anything today?
I don't know if it's a big story. I just found it funny that the Chiefs had another guy who's going to have issues with the police. This one is about animals. But yeah. Isaiah Bugs, he is a guy who vacated a property and, according to police, left two dogs chained up, emaciated,
malnourished.
And Isaiah Bugs is the defensive lineman for the Chiefs. Derek Nnamdi is as well. You know what one of Derek Nnamdi's biggest charities is?
Ooh.
Helping dogs.
Really?
Yeah. So
his teammate
on the same line.
Gray and white pit bull and a black Rottweiler on a screened in back porch with no access to food or water. Malnourished, neglected, and the residence appeared to be abandoned. Witnesses told police Bugs had recently moved from the house. Both dogs were seized, and the pit bull eventually euthanized.
Hmm. Yeah. And
some people don't care about dogs.
And his lawyer is saying this is a conspiracy because Bugs like owns a hookah bar or lounge in Tuscaloosa that isn't looked well upon. So this is
claimed that his client is a victim of an ongoing subversive campaign to force the closure of a hookah lounge, Del.
I told you.
Wow.
He thinks they're out to get him.
Under no circumstances does Mr. Bugs condone the mistreatment of an animal. The dogs at issue did not belong to him, and he was unaware they remained at the property in question. So someone else was storing their pit bull and Rottweiler at your house?
They're unfed.
Malnourished.
Yeah.
Derek Nnamdi's got to be like, man.
He was arrested at his hookah
lounge.
Take a
hit, man. This is what I fight for, and you can't even feed your dogs?
Robinson said in a statement that Bugs was arrested at the hookah lounge on misdemeanor charges on two separate occasions in the past 2 months, but each time no public record was made of these arrests. He said the city of Tuscaloosa, quote, used the threat of pursuing and publicizing both the allegations filed today and these arrests as leverages against Mr. Bugs by offering to drop and not pursue them in exchange for his voluntary surrender of his business license. Why do they want his hookah lounge closed so bad?
you got to know both sides of the story, okay? Yeah. There are two sides of every story. He's being framed for not feeding dogs.
Well, his lawyer is
either
saying
that or he did it.
His lawyer is either saying that. They're offering a charge. Yeah, they're offering to reduce these if he just closes up his hookah lounge. That is a little.
Is his lawyer?
That's a little suspicious.
Is his lawyer lying?
I don't know.
What's going
Robinson
on?
Robinson said Bugs declined the city's offer, and he has serious concern about the city's and police department's motivation for deciding to target his business, which he plans to bring to light as part of a defense of the allegations and charges filed against him.
Doo-doo.
I just know the Chiefs are like, oh my God,
something else? Oh, my God.
I mean, we're killing people on roadways, running into people on roadways.
Well, she didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, running into people on roadways. We got
Harrison
we had
Butler.
The Tyreek thing. We've got Hunt. We've got the dog, two emaciated dogs, with one of them being euthanized. Like, can we get just
Harrison
a
Butker
normal
hates
guy?
Women.
Can't we have a day in the off season?
Hey, we just won a championship. We're the 2-time defending champions. Can we enjoy this? Does that mean breaking news?
This just in. Miami wide receiver Jalen Waddle reached an agreement today on a 3-year, $84.75 million contract.
He was next.
Yep. Includes $76 million guaranteed. Do you think Nico's pissed right now?
Nico's not as accomplished as Jalen Waddle.
No. Nico's the guy who's
Nico's more accomplished.
The dominoes are falling.
Jalen Waddle's done
it. Who went further in the playoffs?
Jalen Waddle's done it for 3 seasons.
The dominoes are falling. So next up will be potentially Brandon Ayuk.
Now I wish JT went to Episcopal and would have known him. I could. Maybe
Why does it matter to
get
you?
Get
some
money.
Because if Nico got more money.
No, Jalen.
Think Jalen. Nico's pissed?
Episcopal High School, brother.
Jalen's not giving your son money.
No,
what the hell would he give
him
money
JT
for?
To
we're
be,
making him. For, you know what? You don't forget where you came from.
Do you want JT to be part of?
Wait a minute,
Jalen.
Now Preston Hurd is going to get that money.
I thought JT played at Kincaid.
He did. That's why I said I wish he went to Episcopal.
Oh, you wish he did.
Would he be in his entourage?
Wait, is he getting paid for what he did in high school?
Yeah.
No,
he just wants. He just
he would have never got to Alabama.
I don't feel like JT's in his entourage.
Preston Hurd needs to get paid.
He thinks that if JT went to Episcopal, Jalen would have brought him down to Miami. He would have been in his entourage, and he would have hooked him up.
Hooked the brother up.
Because he was his high school quarterback.
That's right.
I don't know that JT's going to be
hanging
out. Don't
forget where you came from.
You think JT's hanging out in Miami?
Well, I don't know what Jalen Waddle. You don't know what Jalen Waddle likes to do. He lives there because he plays there. You don't know
do
what he does.
Do you think he's going and doing missionary work?
I don't know. You don't know.
Would you like to guess? Don't use John's weapon against
you.
Me.
You don't know.
You don't know. Jalen might be doing the Lord's work.
He went to a good Catholic high school.
I'm gonna
right,
Google.
Episcopal is Catholic.
Pretty much any place.
Let me just say this. Non-denominational.
It's not even Christian.
It's just private.
It's a private school who recruits kids from out of the area to win games. Okay.
That's all.
That's
standard. Okay.
Pretty much, if I Google
SOP.
If I Google a name of a professional athlete, and really any person, not just, and I put, just for example, we're going to do Jalen Waddle.
Okay.
If I did Jalen Waddle and missionary.
I don't want to do that.
Whoa.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do that because then stuff is going to come up.
You think JT is so
But if I did John Tyler, if I did JT Granato, missionary, they'll show him on the beaches
circumcising
helping people
a baby.
Put their shoes on and whatnot on a beach
is
somewhere.
Is he washing
and,
feet?
Wherever he worked at that nice beach.
He did. He worked in
he
Florida.
He was a missionary.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I put, okay, Tyreek Hill missionary.
No.
What do you think is going to come
up? You think JT can only hang out with a certain type of person?
JT's not going to be with sinners.
John has told the story about when JT's teammates would come over and they would be like, and John's like, woof, what are they talking? I can't. JT, don't ever say what they're saying.
No. That was when he was a little kid. He went and worked out with. Yeah. He went with AJ Highsmith.
Oh.
At the high school, and they were all saying bad words.
Okay.
That's a JT.
Never.
You don't get to say those words.
Never say that.
Yeah.
How bad were the words?
Well, the words that JT would never recover from if he said them. Those words.
Didn't have an F in
never
it.
Say that, JT.
Right. That's right.
Yes. Good father of the year.
That's right. That's your damn right I am. You're damn right I am. Anything else? Anything else on the plate that we get to?
I mean, you want more miserable Astros numbers?
Yeah, no. Sure. Why not?
No.
Nah, I'm just asking. Because there are others to get to.
What do you got for us, Dale?
Pro Football Focus says the Texans have the 7th-ranked roster.
Yes. They're one of the teams you look at as a real contender.
The 49ers 1, Kansas City 2, Philadelphia 3. Okay.
They have a great roster, maybe not a great coaching staff.
Jets 4, Ravens 5, Lions 6, Texans 7. I don't mind being in that neighborhood. Right after the Texans is the Bengals. Okay. Cowboys, Bengals, Cowboys, and then Bills. So the Texans 7.
Oh, I got something we haven't talked about. Did you see the award that CJ Stroud won?
Oh.
Pro Football, I think it's Pro Football Writers Association, gave out the Good Guy Award to CJ Stroud.
Good Guy Award?
Yeah. Or was this PFF giving it? No, yeah. Last year they gave that award. I thought they gave it also to CJ Stroud last year. I just saw an email about that, but I want to say
how could they PFF. Give it to him last year? He wasn't even in the league.
Or maybe it was after the year was over. Maybe he was presented with it.
Wait. Oh, so he just got it yesterday?
Well, basically, all you need to know is
do you know what this story is or not?
Look, yeah, I just zipped through it real fast yesterday because it came through from the Texans media. And so I just kind of zipped through it.
Lance read the headline, Dell.
I did. I read the headline. Actually, I 100%
weird.
I 100% read the headline.
Just reading the headlines.
You're right. Houston Texans PR. Here we go. Texans, May 29th, Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud selected as Pro Football Writers Association's 2024 Good Guy Award winner. C.J. Stroud, who was praised for his dealings with local and national media during the previous season, told you, has been selected as the Good Guy Award winner by Pro Football Writers of America. These are people, it probably was started by John McClain, who talked to the media.
Good guy's a good guy.
Makes a good guy, talks to the media. You know, that's how you win that.
Uh-huh.
First and foremost, I want to give all glory. Here's what CJ says. Now tell me, if you did CJ Stroud in missionary, you know what comes up? Him helping people.
Yeah.
Okay? This is a good way to judge what a person is. Type their name in missionary.
I typed and then that see in. What comes in. I did type that in just to images. Make sure. And the first word was Amber. Oh, okay. I'm not.
Oh, see, you're not. You'll never win this award. First and foremost, I want to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a blessing to be recognized as the Good Guy Award winner. And it stands out to me because it's more of an award that embodies someone's character rather than the stats they compile on the field. This is the words of a good person. And a teammate. I appreciate and a future MVP.
Did he give any lunch ladies his first contract?
Whoa, we don't do that anymore.
We don't do that.
No.
I appreciate the job the media has and thank them for, man, that's how you win the award. I appreciate the job that you have. And I thank them for choosing me as someone who is deserving of this honor. A special shout out to the other very deserving players who were nominated and those that won before me. Stroud, the 20th Good Guy Award winner, is the first member of the Texas franchise. This is the first good person that they've had, beside, obviously, J.J. Watt, who raised close to $120 million during a hurricane.
I thought it was 30-something.
Yeah, but with interest, it goes up.
You put interest on charitable donations?
If you put it in, yeah,
inflation?
A strong CD.
Inflation, it goes up to $120 million?
What if he put it into Moderna, took that money and put it in Moderna, which would have had a huge spike after COVID.
But
could have made a lot of money.
For
the city. Other finalists were Joel Batonio, whose dad used to be
a
mixed martial artist.
He was a finalist.
Buffalo Bills' Deion Dawkins.
Isn't he one of your people, Batonio? Isn't that an Italian name?
But he's no C.J. Stroud. Get back.
Philadelphia Eagles.
There should have been one guy, no finalists, one guy.
And Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, who notably had huge parties during COVID. Did C.J. Stroud have any parties during COVID?
We don't know what he's doing in college.
No.
You don't know?
Yeah. I didn't see any pictures of it. I didn't see the police come to police didn't come to bust his party up, but he posted a bunch of pictures of it. I just saw C.J. helping people.
You didn't see that during COVID.
Yeah. CJ's giving money to lunch ladies, and he's not even asking for any little towels.
Look
or
at
anything.
This.
Deshaun didn't ask
Jonathan Alexander
for a little towel from them.
You know what Jonathan Alexander says. Stroud is a Good Guy Award winner because of the professionalism and openness with both the national and local media. In other words, he talks to us.
You know, yeah. You know, CJ
he is
was
always available during the week and after games, win or lose, as opposed to Tua, who bailed out on certain games.
Wow.
He understands the media has a job to do and answers each question thoroughly. This is such. No offense to anybody, but I'm going to offend
offense,
you here.
Yeah.
This is such a media, like,
the media is giving you award.
This award goes to the people who talk to us every week, and they don't say bad things to us and make fun of us.
They answer our questions.
Like, Aaron Rodgers would never win this award.
Never.
He's got nasty. He looks at you for what you're saying. Greg Popovich could never win a Good Guy award.
Never.
Well, CJ would be a great guy because he allows to go on.
Could Craig DeCerf win the Good Guy?
Oh, yeah. Craig DeCerf would 100% win the Good Guy. Craig DeCerf was probably one of the 20 winners. I don't know if he played in the NFL, but he probably was like the third winner ever in that award because he is a good guy. And Craig is this type of guy. Craig is the type of guy who looks out for people like you and I. I mean, Correa loves him. Altuve loves him. He's done stuff for all kinds of Astros. Joe Smith bought a car from him when he was here. Bracamonte, just so many. One car I was using when I had a vehicle in the shop, it had Troy Snitker's iPhone hooked up to the Bluetooth. I'm like, look at this. Snitker was in here. That guy's jacked. But all I could think of was Craig DeCerf is just different than a lot of other general managers at dealerships because their whole thing is about hitting certain profit numbers every month. His whole thing is about selling vehicles. And the best way to do that is make the buyer happy. Don't press the buyer. Don't try to push the buyer. Just give the buyer a deal that no one else can offer. And that's what he does. And it's not just with the bottom line pricing, but also with aggressive trade-in value offers for you that other people can't match. It's also with finding not just the greatest APR rates if you're going to purchase, but making sure that you get all the dealer cash back that you have coming to you. And of course, it's about treating you with the respect that you deserve so that you are happy with the car buying experience. It's Craig DeCerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Bye. Here we go. Not much time because you guys were talking a lot of stuff. Hey, you remember the serial puncher in New York City? Guy just walking down the street and he punches people. He's a serial puncher. He was arraigned in court on Tuesday for allegedly assaulting and harassing strangers in a series of four incidents. And he says this. He says, they're trying to indict me, man. This guy, Alvin Bragg, he's corrupted. We're just trying to run for office. Skiboki Stora is his name. Skiboki Stora.
So they caught this guy?
Are you going to vote for him for office?
No.
Why not? How do you know? What if you don't vote for him, you think he might punch you?
So, wait. Oh, my God. This is the guy who has been punching random people?
Yeah.
Well, celebrities?
I don't know that he did
well,
that.
Well, a lot of, you know, did you see the other day Steve Buscemi got punched?
Yeah.
Rick Moranis got punched. These are people just walking down the streets. But women also, like, there's a lot of different people. So this is the puncher?
Yeah. Apparently, he a couple allegedly saw him tearing down posters of kidnapped Israeli hostages. And then he began to follow and shout anti-white and anti-Semitic marks, including F you white boy and die Jews die. Do you think he can win an election?
I don't think he can win in New York.
I don't know that he's going to win that way.
I don't think he's going to win in New York.
I'm pretty sure he's not going to win that way. Did you guys see the arraignment of the guy who was driving with a suspended license?
Yes, it's so good.
It's so
where the judge can't believe he's on a Zoom and he's like, hold up. Oh, Dell should be playing it.
Yeah, but it takes too long.
Yeah, but it's really good where he's like, are you, this judge already knows he's got a suspended license. That's what he's in trouble for.
So he's going to court. He's not there. He's doing it over Zoom for driving with a suspended license.
Hold up. I'm pulling in right now. I'm parking right now. You go, sir, are you
You can see
driving?
The guy driving and the judge is like.
He tells him. He said, are you driving? He goes, yeah. I'm pulling in right now. Hold on one second. And he pulls in. Have you parked yet? Oh, I'm doing it right now. Hold on. I'm almost finished.
Oh my God.
And the judge is smiling like, I cannot believe what he's about to
do. So he's on trial right now for driving with a suspended license while he's driving to his doctor's office. The guy said, the cop said, yep, have yourself turned in. You're under arrest now and have yourself turned in by 6 o'clock. What a dumbass. On a Zoom call with a judge for driving with a suspended license while you're driving. Apparently, Taylor, we found a solution for homelessness. Taylor Swift. In Edinburgh, she's going to Scotland. She's going to Edinburgh.
Right. Tickets are way cheaper in England and in Europe.
They are.
Yep.
A number of homeless people have been sent out. Apparently, Edinburgh has cleaned out all the homeless people and sent them away so that Taylor Swift won't see them.
What is she like?
How about that?
Like royalty? They don't want to.
Here, when she if she comes here,
I don't think so.
Just send everybody out. We don't want Taylor to see you.
Are they giving them a place to live for the 2 days or 3 days she's going to be taking up time there? Or are they just huddled up on a beach someplace? And where are they putting them?
They're just sending them out.
They're just bussing them out someplace?
Out far away.
Yeah.
And make them walk back.
They don't want Taylor to see the unwashed and unclean?
Too far to walk back.
What are they, deporting them?
What if that's what people start doing, just bussing a homeless to abandoned farms in Kansas? Like, all right, I mean, we'll stick you here for now. Do food drops and water drops. How terrible would that be?
Yeah.
Like, now you can't make it back. Well, where are you from? Oh, and they all start to figure out, wait a minute, that's the path of Taylor Swift's concerts. We're in a holding state.
That is awesome.
You're not supposed to say that's awesome. So
Taylor won't see him. I think it's great.
Usually they do that for like the Super Bowl, not for Taylor Swift.
Speaking of which, in British Columbia and Courtenay, which is a Vancouver Island city, having a big problem, defecation in the streets. Apparently, there's a big stink going on. Too many people are pooping in the street. Did I tell you I drove out of here one day?
Yeah, you saw a guy dumping.
Dropping a deuce right on the sidewalk.
Yep.
I was like...
Did you clean it up?
When did I move to San Francisco?
Did you clean it up?
No, I didn't clean it
up. If you see something, do something is what it means.
You want me to walk around behind the guy with the baggie?
No, but you should have a bag in your car in case you see that.
Yeah, just in case. You never know.
And you see it, it's your moral obligation.
It is. You want to keep...
By the way, John would never be man of the year like CJ Stroud.
No chance.
Oh, I'd be man of the year.
By the way...
I already am.
This guy, Skaboki Stora, is a Trump guy.
Is he?
Yeah. He's got the Trump flag in the background. So he's a black separatist who likes Trump.
No, didn't see that coming. We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Mopey and Mapes up next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Chastain Ford right now. And you know, SUV month is ending right now. SUV month. People, this is the time that you're going to get that Explorer, whatever it is. They've got select vehicles on the lot right now. These SUVs that are Fords and they're perfect and they're great. And 2.9% financing and no payments for 90 days. It just doesn't get any better. I love what the Chastains have done in this city. I love what they've done for me. I'm part of the Chastain family, and I always will be. I got three of my vehicles, actually, from them. I bought two, and my daughter bought one from them. And you know what? We're a Chastain family. We want you to be a Chastain family, too. I'm going to tell you this. You're going to go back there. You buy a vehicle from them, and you're going to go back there because they're going to work their tails off to get you into the cost of monthly that you need to be at. And get you exactly the vehicle that you need, plus the best service that you're going to find in the car industry. So you need that vehicle. There's only one place to go. As far as I'm concerned, get there now, though, if you're getting an SUV. This is the time to get it. ChastainFord.com at 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.